Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When does the good thing suddenly become a bad thing?
During the course of the protest, one after another, disrupting the streets of San Francisco like you've never seen before. And believe me, with all those cars waiting to move, sometimes up to an hour, the pollution number must have gone up dramatically.
Yeah, but that's par for the course. I mean, we do that all the time. We disrupt the town of San Francisco. You had the conference, we have the protest, everybody gets a shot at the news.
I think that's part of why you cited here, because you want to make sure that it's high profile enough.
Exactly. Jerry Brown had it here, and the protesters showed up in order to say you're not doing a good enough job.
And they disrupted even Mayor Bloomberg's speech. They wouldn't let him start yesterday when he took the podium. And he's the guy that picked up the tab. You know how cheap Jerry is. He's not paying for
no,
anything.
No, Jerry didn't pay for it.
So, here's the point. I mean, so you come to San Francisco. You say you're going to make the planet greener. Then you get yelled at by people who say you're not doing enough. How does all this play out in the rest of the country that already looks at San Francisco and the left as two-thirds crazy?
They probably believe you hired the people to protest just so that there would be a clear indication of how effective you have been on the regulating the process. Because if you don't do it to the extent of the democratic socialists, you're not doing it.
Right. And there is no way you were going to make the environmentalists, or at least this group of environmentalists, happy, because there's always something else. There's always going to be, you know, the vegans that say that animal products contribute to the pollution.
Right.
We need to ban that. And
so,
I saw them marching out there.
So do you stage these events so that they can have the spotlight put on them, so you can show that they're a little out there in your estimation, or?
No, you stage these events because you're Jerry Brown and you want to go out with rose petals sprinkled in front of you saying, I'm the great climate change guy. And the chances, there's an odds are that after he exits, I don't know who's going to take his place. Al Gore's already, you know, having a tough time making it up to the stage.
And I love some of the signs. I saw one of the signs that says, I don't eat anything that had a mother.
Yeah. But, you know, Jerry Brown wanted, it is going to be interesting because he's made climate change the center of his administration. And we're not hearing a lot about high-speed rail or the tunnels anymore, or the fact that California leads the poverty levels in the nation.
All water.
Yes.
It's amazing that there was almost nothing said about water. I think only Diane suggested that we ought to do something about taking all the salt out of the ocean and we wouldn't have a water problem.
Okay, yes. But I mean, this is kind of classic Jerry Brown. Looking back over the long sweep of Jerry Brown.
Yes.
Figuring out where the people were going and lining up.
Figuring out where the cameras are going and lining up.
But I mean, politically, he's always...
Wait a minute, I've got to defend Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown is creative. He doesn't just wait for the movement of the cameras, or he doesn't wait for where the crowd goes. He tries to inspire the crowd to go in that direction. That comes from his Zen participation up on Sacramento Street.
Yeah, right. Listen, I remember when Jerry Brown first ran for mayor of Oakland. He started out being the green mayor. His idea was to have rooftop gardens all around Oakland. By the time that campaign ended and he'd gone to all these community meetings, he was law and order saying, get the bums out of town.
And knock out the environmental review reports, because he wanted 10,000 downtown units in Oakland. I love him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.